What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. We're going to start in Ellsworth today. Today, you can join Artivism in Maine for a community reception honoring the artists featured in the Artivism in Maine Freedom and Justice exhibitions, including photographer Lynn Carlin, whose work will remain on view at the library through February. Today, Saturday at 4 p.m., you'll have the opportunity to meet several exhibiting artists, enjoy light refreshments provided in collaboration with Farm Drop, and connect with others inspired by the intersection of art, activism, and community. Maine Poet Laureate Julia Bausman will be there and will be joined by poet-artist Barbara Maria. The third Justice and Freedom Summit is behind us, but you're still able to explore art exhibitions at several locations across Ellsworth, like the Heart of Ellsworth Makerspace and Conscious Cafe. But today's event is at the Ellsworth Public Library, beginning at 4. Maybe you have a preschooler who's not an artivist yet. Take that kiddo to the Process Art Program Tuesday morning, 10:30, to get messy creating one-of-a-kind works of art. Dress accordingly. This program is designed for kiddos and their people. You can find out more at ellsworthlibrary.net. Don't have a preschooler, but love art? Ellsworth Public Library has something for you, too. It's a Bob Ross paint-along. That's happening Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. They'll play an episode of The Famous Instructor, and everyone will create together. Canvases and supplies are provided. This is an ages 6 and up event. Fun for the whole family, it says. You gotta register so that they have enough supplies. ellsworthlibrary.net. Now, on to Waterville for White Christmas at the Opera House. There's lots of dates throughout this month. It's based on the timeless and beloved film. White Christmas follows veterans Bob Wallace and Phil Davis, who have a successful song and dance act after World War II. With romance in mind, the two follow a duel of beautiful singing sisters en route to their Christmas show at a Vermont lodge, which just happens to be owned by Bob and Phil's former Army commander. White Christmas is an uplifting, wholesome musical that will delight audiences of all ages. WatervilleCreates.org for more information about that. In Castine and online, it's time for The Art for Right Now, Small Works Show 2025. This comes out of Gallery B in Castine. It's an art show comprising two groups of artists making art at two small sizes for two fixed prices. The show features artists from near and far, mostly established and mid-career artists, but there are some fresh folks too. The show opens today. Today, with new art coming in on the 29th and December 7th. GalleryBGallery.com for more information. Some of the participating artists, and I do mean just some, Alex Sachs, Barbara Sullivan, Charlotte Clues, David Wilson, Eileen Ahern, Gail Page, Goody B. Wiseman, who's the gallery owner and such a whimsical, fun artist, Hannah Burr, Hattie Barker, Heather Lyons, Jen White, Jill Finson, Jill Hoy, Kate Emlin, Christy Cunane, Marcia Stremla, Megan McGill, Mira Schubeck, Rebecca McCall, Roberta Graney, Sharon Shapiro, Shelley Mansell, Sherry Streeter, Trish Pettigrew, as I said, many contributing artists. You'll find your favorite. Also today, down in Stonington, is a group exhibit reception from 2 to 4. We're invited to join Stonington Public Library and the exhibiting artists for a reception. Ragosa Rose, a trio of Stonington women, will be there performing live music. Are you thinking to yourself, but the Stonington Library is so small? Six artists have each installed a selection of work in six separate rooms. The exhibit runs through Saturday, January 31st, but the reception is today, 2 to 4. Wondering who you'll see there? Fabiola Zambone, Jessica Shively, Judy Rader, Christy Billings, Linda Smiley, Meg Wolf, and Will Turney III are all artists exhibiting today. Sometimes the event is the literary happening, and other times it's the listing. Let me read to you. Turkey Trot, first and last annual Cape Rozier Turkey Trot. Meet where the Rozier Grange used to be at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving. To run, jog, walk, or crawl, 5K, or thereabouts. Unofficial and disorganized. There probably won't be many other runners, timing, or accurately measured course, or other customary race accoutrements. Bring your own prizes. Whatever you get up to on Thursday, enjoy it. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?